Blog Talk Radio.
Attendee in this conference. Your host has joined. Conference muted.
Thank you for the cross, Lord. Thank you for the price you paid, bearing all my sin and shame. In love you came, gave amazing grace. Thank you for the love.
Washed me in your cleansing blood. creation. That second verse, ruler of the nation. Let your kingdom come. Let your kingdom come. everyone singing your prayer now. Captivate my heart.
Hallelujah to the King, to the King, to the King. I worship you. Good morning, Holy Spirit. Good morning, my brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus. I greet you in the name of the Father, in the name of the Son, in the name of His blessed Holy Spirit. Grace and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. He multiplied unto us in the mighty name of Jesus. I was glad when they said unto me, let us go into the house of the Lord. Welcome to I Am Morning Glory prayer service. Hallelujah. It is so good to be in the presence of the Lord. In the presence of the Lord, there is fullness of joy. Psalm 1 says, blessed is the one who does not walk in step with the wicked, or stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers, but delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his law day and night. That person is like a tree planted by streams of water, which yields its fruit in season, and whose leaf does not wither. Whatever they do prospers. Not so the wicked. They are like chaff that the wind blows away. Therefore, the wicked will not stand in the judgment, nor sinners in the assembly of the righteous. For the Lord watches over the way of the righteous, but the way of the wicked leads to destruction. Hallelujah. 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 We bless the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. In the name of Yeshua Mashiach. How good, praise the Lord. How good it is to sing praises to our God. How pleasant and fitting to praise him. The Lord built up Jerusalem. He gathers the exiles of Israel. He heals the brokenhearted and binds up their wounds. He determines the number of stars and calls them each by name. Great is our Lord and mighty in power. His understanding has no limit. The Lord sustains the humble, but casts the wicked to the ground. Sing to the Lord with grateful praise. Make music to our God on the harp. He covers the sky with clouds. He supplies the earth with rain and makes on the hills. He provides the food for the cattle and for the young raven. Hallelujah. And for the young raven when they cry, when they call. His pleasure is not in the strength of the horse, nor his delight in the legs of the warrior. The Lord delights in those who fear him. The Lord delights in those who fear him, who put their hope in his unfailing love. Extol the Lord, Jerusalem. Praise your God, Zion. He strengthens the bars of your gates and blesses your people within. He grants peace to your borders and satisfies you with the finest of wheat. He sends his commands to the earth. His word runs swiftly. He spreads the snow like wool and scatters the frost like ashes. He hurls his hail like pebbles. Who can withstand his icy blast? He sends his word and melts them. He stirs up his breeze and the waters flow. He has revealed his word to Jacob, his laws and decrees to Israel. He has done this for no other nations. They do not know his laws. Praise the Lord. Father, we praise you. We bless your holy name. Lord, you are worthy of praise. You are worthy of glory and honor. Hallelujah. We bless the name of Jesus. We praise your name, O God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We worship you, O God, in the beauty of your holiness, O God. We say thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Jesus, thank you for watching over us as we slept through the night. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you woke us up this morning. Hallelujah. We bless your name. We thank you for provision, O God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your name, O God. We praise your name, O God. Father, we come to thy throne of grace this morning. And Lord, we ask for mercy. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us, O God, of sin of omission and commission, O God. Be merciful unto us, O God. We have sinned and we have fallen short of your glory. And Lord, we cry out to you for mercy. Mercy, 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 O God. Your mercy is on you every morning. Have mercy upon us, O God. Lord, I pray for mercy. Mercy, mercy for each and every one of us, O God. In the name of Jesus, mercy, O God. Mercy for us, O God. Mercy, 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 O God. Oh, Father, rain down your mercy. Oh, God, your mercy is on you every morning. And so, Lord, we cry out to you for mercy, 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 in the name of Jesus. Father, we come to thy throne of grace, O God, and we ask you, Lord, to forgive us of all our sins, sins of omission and commission, O God. Forgive us, O God, in the name of Jesus. We have sinned and fallen short of your glory. And so, Father, in the name of Jesus, we ask you, O God, to forgive us. Oh, we repent of every sin we have committed. Oh, God, in thoughts, in words, indeed, we repent, O God, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for mercy for my children. Mercy for Tina, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for Monica, in the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for mercy for Crystal, in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon Crystal. Have mercy, O God, upon Christian Michael. Have mercy, O God, upon Joshua. Have mercy, O God. Mercy upon Zechariah. Have mercy upon Crystal and her three boys. Mercy upon Tina and Bandika, in the name of Jesus. Mercy for Ricky, O God. Have mercy upon Ricky in the name of Jesus. Have mercy upon Makari in the name of Jesus. Mercy for Shay. Mercy for Donovan. Mercy for Mimi, O God. Lord, I pray, O God, for mercy for Al. Mercy for CJ. Mercy for Kamari, O God. In the name of Jesus, Lord, rain down your mercy. We truly repent for all that we've done. Mercy for Apostle Irving. Mercy, O God, for myself. Mercy for those that are under the sound of my voice. Lord, have mercy upon us. Forgive us of sin of omission and commission. In the name of Jesus. Father, we repent. Forgive us, O God. Cleanse us of all unrighteousness. We soak our spirits, souls, and bodies in the blood of Jesus. Father God, our children in the blood of Jesus, their dwelling places in the blood of Jesus. Oh God, we soak their service in the blood of Jesus, their airways, their cyberspace in the blood of Jesus. We soak this womb in the blood of Jesus. This womb in the blood of Jesus, the blood, the blood, the blood, the blood of Jesus. The blood of Jesus. We soak this house in the blood of Jesus. We soak our children and grandchildren in the blood of Jesus. Let the blood speak for us, O God. We soak Apostle Irving in the blood of Jesus. We soak Crystal and the kids in the blood of Jesus. Al and his kids in the blood of Jesus. Ricky and his kids in the blood of Jesus. O God, we soak each and every one of us in the precious blood of Jesus. Father God, let the blood speak better things than the blood of Abel. We thank you for the precious blood of Jesus. This morning we put on the full armor of God and the armor of light. We put on the helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. We put on the full armor of God, helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, oh Lord, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Oh, we put the armor on in the mighty name of Jesus. Helmet of salvation, breastplate of righteousness, shoes of peace, sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Lord, we put the armor on our children and armor on our spouses, our nieces, and our nephews. The helmet of salvation, the breastplate of righteousness, the shoes of peace, the sword of the Spirit, the shield of faith, and our loins girded with truth in the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we ask you, Lord, to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us, oh God, and the glory within us in the name of Jesus. Be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us, oh God. Father, we pray for fresh oil. We pray for the fresh anointing, not the anointing from yesterday, but fresh oil, oh God. Pour upon each and every one of us your fresh oil, your fresh anointing in the name of Jesus. Pour upon us the fresh oil in the name of Jesus. Fresh oil in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Hallelujah, Rama Sandiniako, Yekuria Masetiniaka, Hallelujah, Rama Sedeniako Romase, Hallelujah, Hallelujah, Ramoso, Yekeremo, Yakarama Sandini, Hallelujah. Father, we ask you to send your holy angels to be with us, to guide us and protect us, O God, and to do your biddings in our lives. Let your holy angels be with us, guiding us, protecting us, and doing your biddings in our lives. In the name of Jesus, oh, Father God, we drink from the fountain that springs from the river of life. We thank you, oh, God, for giving us one more day. Lord, we bless you. Many did not wake up in their sleep, from their sleep, but because of your grace, oh God, it is why we are here. So, Lord, we bless you and we thank you. Lord, we cannot go any further without praying, oh God. Hallelujah. We pray, oh God, for Denise, oh God. Oh, Father God, we pray that you will heal her, oh God. In the name of Jesus, release your healing anointing upon Denise right now. We speak to her brain to come into alignment with the word of God. Oh, Father God, we pray for her, we pray for her, we pray for Denise, oh God. In the name of Jesus, oh God. Oh, we speak healing, oh God, to her spirit. We speak healing to her spirit, soul, and body. We speak healing right now in the name of Jesus. By the stripes of Jesus, she is healed, O God. And Lord, we pray for her mother, O God. Allison, strengthen Allison, O God. Oh, Father God, give her a more passionate desire to intercede for her child, O God. In the name of Jesus, strengthen her husband. Strengthen the rest of the family, oh God. Let them increase their faith, oh God. Because you who started the good work, hallelujah, will finish it, oh God. And Denise will be healed, is healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask you to be a wall of fire around us and the glory within us. Be a wall of fire around each and every one of us. And the glory within us, oh God. We need divine angelic assistance in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in this service. Holy Spirit, have your way in this service, Holy Ghost. Holy Spirit, take preeminence in our lives. Holy Spirit, have your way in the name of Jesus. Take preeminence, Holy Spirit. Have your way, Holy Ghost. Have your way in our lives. Have your way in our destiny. Have your way, Holy Spirit. Forgive us, oh Holy Spirit, for some of the things that we do, oh God, that do not bring glory and honor to your name. Let this day be a day of new beginnings in the name of Jesus. Father, you said you are God. We know you are God, and there's nothing too hard for you to do. And so, Father, we reference you, O God. We praise you, O God. We worship you, O God. The fear of God is the beginning of wisdom, O God. Hallelujah. We have reverential fear, oh, for you, O God. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Father God, we pray, oh God, give us divine resuscitation. Give us divine resuscitation. Revive me, oh God. Oh, yes, Lord. Revive me, oh God. Revive, revive, revive. Yekuria masanteriako. Yekere masanteriako. Oriama, restore all the works of our hands. In the name of Jesus, you are God, oh God. There's nothing too hard for you to do. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you shield Crystal this morning with your favor. In the name of Jesus, yekuria masanteriako. Oh, yekuria sa. Hallelujah, namasteriako. Yekuria masanteriaka namaste. Yekere masanteriako. Hallelujah. And we bless your name. We praise your name, oh God. Hallelujah. Father God, we pray for those that in our neighborhoods that do not know Jesus Christ as the Lord and personal Savior. Oh God, we pray, hallelujah, for the Holy Spirit to move in our environment in the name of Jesus. Yekuria sandiriaka. Hallelujah, ramosudoriaka. Yes, Jesus. We bless your name. We give you glory, honor. Hallelujah. Power belongs to you, Jesus. So, Lord, let the words of our mouths and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord. You are our strength and our Redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Revelation chapter 5. Then I saw in the right hand of him who sat on the throne a scroll written within and on back, sealed with 7 seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" But no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. I began to weep loudly because there was no one was found worthy to open and read the scroll or to look in it. Then one of the elders said to me, "Do not weep. Look. The Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and to loose its 7 seals. I saw a lamb in the midst of the throne, and of the 4 living creatures in the midst of the elders, standing as though it had been slain, having 7 horns and 7 eyes, which are the 7 spirits of God, sent out into all the earth. He came and took the scroll out of the right hand of him who sat on his throne. When he had taken the scroll, the 4 living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each one having a bowl, a harp, and a golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "You are worthy to take the scroll, to open its seal, for you were slain and have redeem us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and nation, and you have made us kings and priests unto our God, and we shall reign on the earth." Hallelujah. There was no one. I'm just going to give you a short word this morning. Hallelujah. Apostle John said, "There's no one." We wept because there was no one to open the seal, break the seal, open the door. There was no one. Hallelujah. No one was qualified. No one had that qualification and capabilities before Jesus to open that seal. No one. Hallelujah. But then, yeah, there's someone who has prevailed. And the elders said, "Do not weep. Look, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has triumphed. He is able to open the scroll and to loose its seven seals. Hallelujah. The Bible tells us Jesus is the Lamb of God that taketh away the sin of the world. And then we look at one of the names. He is the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. And all Christians, we should possess both qualities as lambs and lions. That lamb character is your humility. Hallelujah. The lamb is submissive. That means we submit to all the word of God. Hallelujah. So when you look at the lamb and the characteristic of the lamb, he has humility. The lamb has compassion. The lamb takes time. But you got to be a lamb before you become a lion. Amen. I'm seeing it theoretically. I'm seeing it spiritually. I'm talking about the qualities and the qualifications to be able to triumph like the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Is you got to have these, when you have these lamb characteristics, you got to get rid of those lamb characteristics so that you can now prevail as the Lion of the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And you know, God just don't use these things for nothing. He wants us to take time as we read the scripture to see what he's speaking to us. I want to tell you this morning that the kingdom of God is at hand. The kingdom of God is at hand. Sometimes people don't like to be, they don't want to be compassionate. There are a lot of people who are full of pride and arrogance. Turn it over to Jesus. Bitterness, turn it over to Jesus. Unforgiveness, turn it over to Jesus. Anything that will hinder your relationship with Almighty God, release it to Jesus. Release it on that throne this morning in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Because sometimes when you release, you will receive. When you release, you will receive. In the name of Jesus. Lay your burdens. Oh God, hallelujah. We bless your name, oh God. Bless each and every one under the sound of our voice, oh God. Impart, oh God, the characteristics of a lamb, oh God, and teach us the characteristics of the lion of the tribe of Judah. We know that Judah means praise. Hallelujah. So, Father, we ask you to bless us and touch us, oh God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. We pray for each and every one that may have an unspoken prayer request. Lord, hear their prayer, O God. Hear their prayer. Let their cry come unto thee, O God. Let there be peace in the valley, O God. Holy Spirit, so Lord, we just want to thank you as we start this week. We start this week with praises. We start this week with thanksgiving. We start the week with worship. Hallelujah. We start this week being grateful to God in the name of Jesus. Being focused. Lord, break every chain. Break every barrier. Break every shackles in our lives, oh God. In the name of Jesus. Break those chains, oh God. Set us free. Who the Son set free is free indeed. Father God, we thank you, Lord. Lord, I even pray this morning for my little sister that's getting married this upcoming weekend. Lord, I ask you to be with her, oh God. Intervene, oh God. Oh, Father God, make it right in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord. We bless your name, oh God. We give you glory and honor. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. And I'm going to stop here, but I'm going to tell you about a dream I had. I actually went to bed very late. I'm surprised. Of course, I always do that. But I went to bed about 3 o'clock. 3 a.m., maybe about 3:15 this morning. And then, of course, I woke up in another hour. I woke up at 4:30. And one of the things, what happened when I went to sleep last night? I had a dream, and this is a dream that I'm going to post. This is my second time having a dream like this. The first time was many years ago. And this is my second time. And I, in the dream, there was a lot of, the world looked, seemed like it was in a chaos. People was, everything just looked unsettled. Then, in the dream, I heard the trumpet sound. And Jesus was breaking through the clouds. Hallelujah. And he said, every eye will see Jesus. Every knee shall bow, every tongue will confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. But what I saw, the heavens open. And Jesus, but let me tell you, people were slowly lifting, being lifted up to Jesus. People who were saved, who had lived a life that was pleasing to God. Maybe you and your friend will be walking and the friend was sticking up. In families, some of the families, maybe two or three persons were taking up in the air to meet Jesus. Maybe five persons were taking up in the churches. Some people were taking up. Not everyone was taking up. I mean, and it was, when Jesus came, it was in the time frame, it wasn't like if maybe let's say it's in the night. It was in the night time when he came, and people were kicking. I mean, you're walking with people driving in the car, driving cars. One person taking, two persons sleeping in bed, one person going, just like the Bible said, husband and wife, husband taking, children. And one or two other children taken. It was something that nobody could see, know what was going on. And I remember it was so much chaos. It was so much chaos going on. People started looking like they were confused, even though every eye saw him, every eye saw Jesus. And I remember very well, and I saw people being lifted up in the air, and then I remember I was in this place, and all of a sudden that I just saw myself elevating, and it was just like a elevating in the air, and I saw the planets. It was beautiful, the planets, the different things, the universe. This is not my first time having a dream like this. I used to have them, but I saw the universe, and everybody was going up to meet Jesus. But there were a lot of people still down. So many, there was chaos. God, let me see the chaos. He said, look at the chaos. He said, look at the chaos that's going on. Even the radio, the TV station, nobody knew, could really comprehend what was going. And so much, some people I saw, relic, I won't say who I saw, and one of the persons were going up, and the other person, the mother was going up, and the child who was not going up. I saw that face. The child was upset because her mother was sticking, an older lady, and she was not sticking in the air, and she had. And she started wondering, what have I done? And some people began to call Jesus, praise Jesus, praise Jesus, saying they thought that when they said, hallelujah, praise Jesus, you will be taken. They thought that when they say, mercy, Lord, have mercy, you will be taken. No, you will not be taken if you do that last minute of time. You got to have your life saved. You got to be ready. Because Jesus is coming soon. This is my second time having a dream like this. I want to tell you that he is coming soon. Hallelujah. But one of the things the Lord said to me, he said, tell them they still have another chance. Tell them they still have another chance to get their lives in order. Get their lives in order. Hallelujah. And he said, when the Holy Spirit leaves, it is finished. When the Holy Spirit leaves this earth, it is finished. There will be so much tribulation. There will be people, so much tribulation. The Lord took me to different places where different things were happening all over the world, all over from the United States, to Africa, from Africa. And he was just showing me different things all over the world. That then the whole world was in chaos. Some of the staff are taking, for some choir members taking some things. Repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Jesus Christ is coming soon, and what the word of God tells you about what will happen, you will be caught up to meet him in the end. Everything the Bible says is true. It's the infallible word of God. We cannot take the Bible for granted. Stop hating on others. Stop bitterness. Stop anger. Stop deceit, pride. Stop haughtiness. Stop gossiping. Oh, it's not a gossip. I just want to say it's gossip. Bear false witness against your neighbors. Stop all those things. Anything that we're doing that is not pleasing to God, anything we are doing that's not pleasing to God, we need to stop. The Holy Spirit to help us with our negative and bad habits. And he will help us so we can be transformed into the image of Christ. Hallelujah. We did not see. We need to take this thing serious. Jesus Christ is coming soon. We all must be ready. Even if I saw evangelists, some people who were so popular, pastors who used to raise the dead, heal the sick, do miracles. Do you know they were left behind? They did not even go. Why? Their matters of heart. Hallelujah. And because I was astonished to see some people that were staying behind, I was astonished. Jesus said, many will come in my, do those things in my name. And you would say, didn't I raise the dead? Didn't I heal the sick? Didn't I prophesy? He would say, go, I never knew you. It's not because you raise the dead and miracles and signs and you prophesy and it's accurate. You think, no. Our heart has to be, I hear the Spirit of the Lord. Let your heart be in the right posture. Let your heart be in a, do not let anyone send you to hell. Nobody. You do what is right in the sight of God. Do not let anyone send you to hell. Let your heart be in the right posture. If my people who are called by my name shall humble themselves and seek my face. A lot of times people do not humble themselves because they're full of pride. It doesn't matter whether you're right or wrong. You're doing it for the glory of God. You're doing these things. You ask God to help you in those things. So ask God to, you know, you ask for forgiveness and mercy and those other things. The Lord will perfect all that concerns you. Without looking at another person, let the Holy Spirit search you. Not because I'm saying it today, tomorrow, you go back. I mean, we need to take the gospel of Jesus Christ really serious. The word of God is true. Jesus Christ is coming soon. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us all from evil. And thine is thy kingdom, thy power and thy glory, forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. May the grace of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, the love of God, the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit, rest, remain, and abide with us all evermore. Surely his goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives. And we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever and ever. In Jesus' name, amen. And one of the things I want us to say, there was a lot of bodies on the in the streets also. And I'm not, the things that I saw, the different bodies that I saw, some people die. Even why these things? Because different things were happening. The chaos, the lawlessness was all over. Men, naked men and men were slain. Those who think God would take homosexuals to heaven if they don't repent, and like I saw all those naked men and men, and men and men who are lying in bed. You see, Jesus came at a time nobody was expecting. And I saw naked men, and some of them were dead. I don't know how they died, why they died, but some of them were dead. And I saw the women too. Some of them were dead. You know, when just like when they caught in the act, a lot of them, it just looked disgusting. But if one of the things I would say, and the color that I saw was a lot of Caucasians, homosexuals, a lot. The scene that I saw was a lot. Let us pray for those in our neighborhoods. Pray for everyone. You know, Jesus is coming soon. Hallelujah. God bless you. Have a wonderful Sunday. In Jesus' name, amen.